Okay, let's jump right in. Welcome, everyone, to the deep dive. This is where we take a pile of source material, maybe articles, research notes, official websites, and we act as your guides. We try to cut through the noise and pull out the really valuable insights. Think of it as a shortcut to getting up to speed, hopefully with a few interesting facts along the way. Today, we're diving into a world that, while it can seem pretty huge, maybe even a bit daunting if you're just looking at it for the first time, we're talking about Minecraft, and our source material today is coming straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, the official Minecraft website itself. We're using what the creators actually say about their game and its whole ecosystem.
Right. And our mission, really, for this deep dive is aim squarely at you if you're maybe thinking about starting with Minecraft or you're just curious. We want to walk through that official site with you, try to make sense of all the different things it throws at you. We're looking for the easiest ways to get started, the clearest paths, and just help you understand the different bits and pieces of what's become this massive world. It's easy to land on that homepage and feel a bit lost, like you've walked into a giant city with no map. We're basically here to help you find the key landmarks the site itself points out.
Absolutely. And before we take those first steps, we really want to give a big thank you to our supporter for this deep dive. Safe Server supports this deep dive, and they can help you with your digital transformation. You can find out more and check out their services at www.safeserver.de. Again, that's www.safeserver.de. They help make sure things run smoothly, kind of like we hope to make your entry into Minecraft feel a bit smoother today. So, okay, looking at this official entry point, this Minecraft website, the first thing that kind of strikes you, it's not just one single game anymore, is it? There's a whole bunch of options presented right away.
That really is the first impression, isn't it? You might go looking for, the blocky game you've heard about, the original, but the site immediately shows you, hey, there's more going on here. Now, the source material, it does start with the core experience. It describes the main game as the place where you explore your own unique world, survive the night, and create anything you can imagine. And it clearly labels this as a sandbox survival adventure game. It highlights you can play it single player plus multiplayer. So that's the foundation, the bedrock, you could say.
Huh, nice one. Yeah, sandbox survival adventure. That phrase itself gives you a real feel for it, doesn't it? Like, you're dropped in, you've got immense freedom. That's the sandbox bit. But the survival and adventure parts mean, well, they're challenges. Things happen, especially after dark, that you need to figure out.
Exactly. The site's description isn't just listing features. It's trying to paint a picture of the experience. It's about building amazing things, sure, but it's also about making sure you've got a roof over your head before the monsters come out. That survival tension is core to the original appeal.
But, like you said, the site doesn't stop there. It immediately puts these other games right alongside it, all under the Minecraft banner. We see Minecraft Dungeons, Minecraft Legends, even Minecraft Education is featured pretty prominently. It's like a whole family of games now.
Yeah, and the site gives us these little snapshots of what makes each one tick, using that same Minecraft DNA but twisting it a bit. So for Dungeons, the source calls it an action-adventure game inspired by classic dungeon crawlers, and it labels it an action RPG.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking the look, maybe the creatures, but focusing it way more on combat, getting loot, going through levels. Less open world sandbox, more structured adventure.
Okay, right. So less focus on building your own house block by block, maybe, and more about exploring pre-designed areas and battling monsters.
That seems to be the idea, yeah. That phrase, inspired by classic dungeon crawlers, points that way. It channels the adventure part into a more guided format, focused on action and leveling up the action RPG aspect.
Gotcha. And then there's Legends. The site calls that one an action strategy game.
Right. And it also lists it under action RPG, strategy. So that suggests another twist again. It's not just survival, not just dungeon crawling. It sounds like it brings in elements of maybe commanding troops or planning bigger actions.
Mm.
But still with that action element where you're involved directly, it seems to frame the Minecraft world and its inhabitants in a kind of strategic conflict. The description positions it as a different way to engage, maybe less about your personal survival, more about leading forces.
Huh. It's actually pretty interesting how they've branched out from that core idea. And then Education Edition. That sounds completely different again.
It really does. The site describes it as a game-based learning platform. Now, it uses that familiar sandbox survival adventure label too, but the focus is explicitly on learning. The site even has a tagline for it, unlock a world of learning. So this isn't just playing for fun. It's using the game's mechanics, exploration, building, maybe even survival as tools for teaching, for education. Across different subjects. It's
right.
Leveraging the game's flexibility.
So, okay, For a beginner landing on that site, the key thing to grasp is there's the original game, the sandbox survival adventure, right? And then there are these other distinct experiences. A focused combat RPG called Dungeons, a strategy action game called Legends, and this version specifically built for learning, education.
Exactly. And the site seems to know that people might be interested in more than one, or maybe they're not sure where to start. It mentions a Minecraft triple bundle, which is a way to get the main game, Dungeons and Legends, all together, which kind of reinforces the idea that they see these as related experiences you might want all at once.
Yeah, that bundle option really drives home that these aren't just random spin-offs. They're presented as part of this connected universe, offering different flavors of gameplay, but with that familiar Minecraft look and feel. Okay, so we sort of laid out the different game options the site throws at you right away. Now let's really zero in on that beginner. If you're hitting the site for the very first time, maybe feeling a little, you know, overwhelmed by all these choices, where does the site actually guide you? What does it offer someone who's totally new?
Well, the good news is the site is actually pretty helpful here.
Yeah.
It doesn't just like push you into the deep end. Mm-hmm. It has some very clear signposts.
Yeah.
There's usually a pretty prominent new to Minecraft link. That's your big flashing sign saying, hey, start here if this is all new.
That's crucial, yeah. A clear starting point for anyone feeling a bit lost. What else does it offer for newcomers?
Right near that, or also very visible, you'll often find a try Minecraft free option. And honestly, that's probably the best starting point for many. You don't have to spend anything just to get a taste of that core game. It's a direct invite. Download this limited version, see if you like it.
That free trial is huge, isn't it? It just lowers the barrier completely, lets you actually experience that sandbox survival adventure thing for yourself before committing.
Absolutely. And then, okay, maybe you've done the trial or you've decided, yeah, I want the full thing. The site then points you towards more structured help. There's a dedicated support area, and the source material specifically mentions sections in there like how to play Minecraft and tips for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just, you know, technical help like how to install. It's geared towards understanding the gameplay.
So it goes beyond just troubleshooting installation problems.
Exactly. The description says these sections help with fundamental stuff. It specifically calls out help with crafting, which is, I mean, absolutely essential in the main game for making tools, weapons, anything really. It also mentions using a controller, which is useful depending on your platform, and really importantly, playing with friends.
Oh, playing with friends. That's going to be a massive reason why many people even look at Minecraft in the first place. So how does the official site steer you towards connecting with other people beyond just mentioning it in the beginner tips?
It offers a couple of really distinct routes for multiplayer, depending on what you're looking for. For the sort of easy private way to play just with your own group, maybe a few friends, you know, the site spotlights, Minecraft Realms or Realms Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And the description here is key. It's framed as getting your own personal server that's always online.
Your own personal server and always online. Okay, that sounds like they're really pushing convenience and privacy there.
Precisely. The site positions Realms as the sort of hassle-free option. You get a world that you and your friends can jump into whenever you want without needing one person to be the host and keep their computer running all the time. It massively simplifies the technical side, which for beginners just wanting to team up is a huge advantage.
Okay, so Realms is the easy route for my private little group. What if I want to join something bigger, like a public server with maybe unique mini-games or rules that other people have created?
For that, the site has a different path. There's a servers link, and that takes you to what they call their official server listing site.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you find those larger communities described as third-party servers.
Third-party servers. So these aren't run directly by Mojang or Microsoft, the Minecraft makers.
That's right. These are servers set up and managed by the Minecraft community itself. The official listing site acts as a kind of directory where Mojang checks these servers out. The site mentions these listed servers are reviewed and verified, which suggests a level of, you know, safety and quality control compared to just finding some random server address on the internet.
That reviewed and verified bit feels important, especially if you're new and maybe cautious about where you play online. It sounds like the official site is deliberately pointing beginners towards these vetted options.
Exactly. It provides a curated gateway. Now, the site does also offer the option for the more technically minded people to set up their own server from scratch, particularly for the Java edition of the game.
Ah, and this is where the site kind of hints that things get a bit more involved.
Oh, definitely. The source material is pretty upfront about it. While it gives you links like download the Java Edition server and download the Bedrock Edition server, it specifically says, when talking about setting up a Java server yourself, that things get kind of involved. It mentions needing to use Java from the command line, and even notes you might have to tinker with the path environment variable on Windows.
Tinker with the path environment variable.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, for a complete beginner, that phrase alone probably sets off alarm bells.
It certainly signals this might be tricky, right? The way the site presents it, giving you the download link, but contrasting it so clearly with the ease of realms or the curated server list, it feels like it's subtly guiding most beginners towards those easier routes first. It acknowledges the DIY path exists, but it doesn't pretend it's simple if you're not comfortable with that kind of thing. And the site also knows that downloading any of this software, game, or server means you're agreeing to the EULA and privacy policy.
Yeah.
Standard stuff, but it's mentioned.
So, yeah, looking at it from that beginner's viewpoint, the site does a pretty good job laying out the multiplayer landscape. Realms for easy private games, the server list for checked out public communities, and the downloads for the tech-savvy folks who want full control. That distinction is really helpful.
It gives you a clear map, depending on your technical comfort zone and how you actually want to play with others.
Okay, moving on from just getting the game and maybe playing with friends, the site also seems to highlight ways to make the game more yours or to connect with the whole Minecraft phenomenon beyond just playing. What does the source material show us there?
Well, for making the game your own, the site heavily features the marketplace. This is presented as the main place for customization and adding extra stuff to the core game. The source material says it offers things like skin packs, texture packs, and more.
Skin packs and texture packs. So changing how your character looks, or even changing the entire visual style of the blocks and the world itself?
It's exactly that. A skin pack is your avatar's outfit, basically. A texture pack can completely change the look and feel, maybe make it look more realistic or cartoony or whatever. And the MMO part hints at other things you might find there, like pre-made adventure maps, or maybe mini-games created by partners or the community. The site mentions Minecoins as the currency you use in the marketplace, and it also mentions a marketplace pass, which sounds like maybe a subscription deal for access to a bunch of content.
Right, so the site's showing you there's this whole official ecosystem for customizing and adding new experiences once you've got the basics down.
Pretty much, yeah. It's the official channel for supported mods and community creations. And beyond just tweaking the game itself, the site puts a lot of emphasis on the community side of things. It points you towards staying in the loop.
Like getting official news and updates.
Yep. There's a newest news section for all the official announcements. There's also something called a community town hall, which sounds like it covers the latest happenings in the wider community. They even highlight ways to submit your feedback, which shows they're, you know, positioning themselves as listening to the players.
That's interesting. So the site isn't just broadcasting information out. It's presenting itself as a place for two-way communication with the creators and the broader community.
And it gives you specific places to do that. It lists official social spots, like the official Minecraft Discord server and their YouTube channel. These are the hubs where players gather, share what they've built, ask for help, or just, you know, hang out. The site acts as the portal to this whole social world built around the game. They even mention something called the Minecraft Experience, describing it as an in-person, immersive, and interactive adventure, which just shows how far the community aspect extends, even into the real world.
It's really clear the official site doesn't just see Minecraft as software. It's presenting it as this huge cultural thing with a massive active community around it. And what if, you know, despite all these resources, the beginner guides, the community, you still get stuck. You run into a problem or just have a question while you're playing.
That's where the support section really comes in. The site points you directly to the Minecraft Help Center. This is described as having detailed FAQs designed for getting quick answers to common issues and gameplay questions. It reassures you that help is available.
So if you're scratching your head about how to craft a specific item or why something technical isn't working right, the Help Center is the first place the site tells you to look.
Precisely. It's positioned as the central knowledge base for troubleshooting and getting official guidance. The site also mentions you can find game guides there, which probably go into more depth on mechanics, and also Realms tutorials, specifically helping with that easy multiplayer option we talked about.
Sounds like they've really tried to cover the bases in the support section for both technical glitches and just figuring out how to play.
It seems like it. It's presented as a safety net, really, for players navigating this pretty big world. And, you know, just browsing around the site, you see all the other little pieces that make up this ecosystem. There are mentions of merch, like t-shirts, plushies, that kind of thing. There are wallpapers for your computer or phone, info about a Minecraft movie, DLC, and then the standard account stuff like sign in and redeem a gift code.
It really paints a picture, doesn't it? The official site isn't just trying to sell you the game. It's presenting the entire world of Minecraft, from playing and building to joining the community, making it your own, getting help, and even buying the t-shirt. It's the whole package.
It really is. And for a beginner, just understanding that the site is laid out this way, showing the different games, pointing to easy starts and help, guiding you through multiplayer, showing customization, connecting you to the community, it hopefully makes that first encounter feel a lot less intimidating. So just to quickly wrap up what we found for you, our potential beginner listener, we saw how the official site introduces not just the main sandbox survival adventure game, but also its siblings like Dungeons for Action RPG fans, Legends for Strategy players, and Education for Learning. We highlighted those really clear starting points like the try free option and the how to play guides tucked away in the support area. We looked at how the site maps out multiplayer, the easy realms for private servers, the curated server listing site for finding vetted community worlds, and then the more complex option of hosting your own server. We touched on the marketplace for skins and textures using Minecoins, and how the site connects you to the community via news, Discord, YouTube, and feedback channels. And finally, that comprehensive support section is there with FAQs and guides when you hit a snag.
Exactly. So the official site, yeah, it presents a lot, but it also builds in these signposts and pathways specifically designed to welcome you into the Minecraft universe, whichever part of it catches your eye. Now, thinking about all that, about the whole breadth of this world as the creators themselves present it, and knowing the resources are there to help you get started, which path actually feels most exciting for you to explore first? Is it diving right into that core survival challenge, building your first shelter before night falls? Are you more drawn to the idea of battling through those action-packed dungeons? Does leading armies and legends sound like your kind of thing? Maybe the learning potential in Education Edition sparks something, or perhaps just exploring some of those amazing verified community servers to see what other people have built is where you want to begin.
Yeah, whatever direction calls to you, hopefully this deep dive gives you a bit more confidence navigating that official starting point.
And we absolutely want to thank our supporter again. Safe Server supports this deep dive, and they can help with your digital transformation. You can learn more about them at www.safeserver.de. Once more, that's www.safeserver.de. And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the official world of Minecraft.